20 years of memory deflation in a few months, and the infrastructure budget the CTO approved in January is already blown.
This is the AI Expert Wire, the week when agentic AI economics became the dominant constraint, and whoever doesn't optimize memory, CPU, and inference will finance the competitor's roadmap. Three simultaneous infrastructure shocks this week: memory, CPU, and tokens. None of them is cyclical. All converge at the same point.
And the bill won't wait for next quarter to arrive.
It starts with memory. The Stanford DAN project published the numbers. DDR5 is between $11.41 and $13.28 per gigabyte, prices not seen since 2008. Counterpoint Research puts DRAM price increases at 80 to 90% just in Q1 2026. Bloomberg reports a 700% spike in spot price over the last year. Scientist Daniel Lemire summed it up bluntly: RAM on a per unit basis is as expensive as in 2007. I don't recall a similar historical anomaly.
The mechanism is straightforward. Each HBM chip stacks up to 12 DRAM dies. The NVIDIA B300 uses 8 of these chips, 96 dies per card. And for every bit of HBM produced, Micron forgoes 3 bits of conventional DRAM. Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron control more than 95% of global DRAM production, and all have reallocated capacity to HBM for AI accelerators. The result? Data centers now consume 70% of all memory chips produced globally.
Demand grows at 200% year over year. Memory production grows at 20%. That gap won't close in 2026. SK Hynix sold its entire 2026 production capacity in October. The company's CEO warned in July, demand will exceed supply well beyond 2030. For architects sizing inference clusters now, treat HBM and DDR5 allocation as your primary planning constraint, not flops, memory. The second shock is CPU. Amazon, in May, ordered engineers internally to stop wasting CPU cycles. EC2 instances that used to come up in hours now take days. An engineer with multiple years at the company told The Information he had never waited that long for a compute instance.
The reason is structural. Traditional inference LAN, one CPU for every 8 GPUs. Light work, tokenizing, and routing. Agentic workloads break that model completely. Each agent loop, plan, call tool, parse response, retokenize, route to next subagent, runs almost entirely on CPU. A paper from Georgia Tech and Intel measured, tool processing on CPU accounts for 50 to 90% of total latency in agentic workloads.
Intel CFO David Zinsner confirmed on the Q1 2026 earnings call, the CPU to GPU ratio in data centers has already shifted from 1 to 8 to 1 to 4 and could converge to 1 to 1 for agentic deployments. JP Morgan analysts modeled the ideal at 7 CPUs per GPU. Amazon has tripled CPU server count year over year, still exhausted inventory.
SemiAnalytics reported that Amazon and Microsoft sold all CPU capacity to AI companies, including OpenAI and Anthropic. OpenAI ported its entire codebase to ARM to get access to AWS Graviton instances. Server CPU prices have risen 20% since March. Lead times for high-core CPUs hit 6 months.
The compounded cost is brutal. An internal code agent at Amazon itself generated $1.8 million in token costs in 1 month, 860% over the development budget. The shortage is concentrated in spot instances. Reserved and contracted capacity is not in short supply. Whoever locked in reserved instances before Q1 is protected. Whoever is on demand is competing for what's left. Thank you.
Third shock, the inference layer. OpenAI spent $5.02 billion on inference on Azure in just the first half of 2025. In June 2026, the engineering team developed a purely software optimization, no new hardware, no architectural redesign, that cut inference cost by more than 50%.
The design that enabled the gain. The agentic harness in Rust treats all visible history in the model as append only. New messages and tool results always at the end, never inserted before. Tools in deterministic order, approval policies applied at execution time. The stable prefix between turns maximizes cache hit rate across requests, and API pricing encodes the incentive. GPT 5.2 offers 90% discount on cached input tokens, $1.75 per million at standard price. This isn't engineering elegance, it's economics applied to design.
Martin Speer, who leads ChatGPT performance at OpenAI, framed the problem scale like this. If a task requires 30 model requests, one extra second per request accumulates to 30 seconds. Cutting repeated work across the entire chain matters as much as accelerating the model in isolation. And standard benchmark metrics don't capture the shape of agentic traces. Multi-turn, heavy tail, interleaved with tools.
Databricks published this week a cost management guide for organization-scale agentic AI deployments, with data and contributions from Stripe, Coinbase, Uber, and Ramp. The central concept is the efficiency frontier, the set of models with best cost per unit of intelligence, distinct from the raw intelligence frontier that labs pursue. This frontier moves fast. Stripe tested Opus 4.7, found it didn't improve significantly over Opus 4.6 for the higher cost, and blocked rollout. Databricks saw cost regressions comparing Opus 5.0 to 4.8.
The direct result of tweaking harness and cache configurations, nearly 50% reduction in generated tokens with no observed quality degradation for developers. Unity AI Gateway's smart router cuts average cost per task by more than 30%. The most common budget mistake, hard caps per user block productive engineers running long agentic loops while ignoring actual waste, accidental spawns of multiple agents on a Friday night, retry loops that multiply cost 10 times by morning. At Databricks scale, 500 to 1,000 engineers hit monthly hard limits, flooding the internal Slack channel with unblock requests.
The message to the CTO is clear. If your 2026 agent roadmap doesn't have a caching line, task complexity routing, and CPU per GPU ratio planning, you're financing the competitor's roadmap. It's not hyperbole. It's the compounded cost of memory at 2008 prices, CPU in structural scarcity, and tokens that multiply at every agentic hop.
Second block, agents moving beyond handcrafted. Three moves this week show that agent infrastructure is becoming commodity and competitive advantage has migrated to a different layer.
Whoever is still building with the November MCP spec has measurable technical debt in latency and infrastructure cost. That's not opinion.
On July 28, 2026, Google and Hugging Face co-led the publication of the new MCP specification under the Agentic AI Foundation. It's the biggest architectural shift in the protocol since launch. The initialized handshake was removed. The MCP-session ID header was removed. The protocol is now stateless. Each request carries everything the server needs to respond, with no prior connection required. The TypeScript and Python SDKs crossed 1 billion downloads each before publication.
The previous problem was concrete and expensive. Three pods behind a load balancer. A second request from a client could hit the wrong machine and return a 400 session not found error. The workarounds? Sticky session rules that destroyed auto-scaling? Redis stores adding a read and a write to each tool call? Packet inspection at the gateway? Hugging Face measured. A single tool call generated over 100 MCP protocol messages under the old spec.
With the new spec, any server instance responds to any request. Standard round-robin load balancers work without change. MCP servers run as serverless functions that scale to zero when idle. The GitHub MCP server already removed Redis from session storage. Google's motivation, the MCP toolbox for databases registered more than 20 million tool calls across more than 40 databases in a single month. Redis round trips and sticky routing are a visible line item in cost at that scale.
On the application side, two production cases show where the line is today. Spotify launched Honk in February 2025, an agent running on Claude Code and Fleet Management platform that generates 1,000 merged pull requests every 10 days across thousands of repositories, with no engineer in the loop until the PR passes all tests. Over 1,500 PRs in production, 60 to 90% savings in migration time. The case was presented at QCon London in March 2026.
What the Spotify case reveals is not the model, it's what needs to exist before the model, a reliable service catalog that maps ownership of each component, CI strict enough to catch AI errors. Without these prerequisites, autonomous fleet-scale automation doesn't reach production safely. Spotify built that foundation since 2022. The model is a swappable layer. The governance infrastructure is not.
And in SRE, Instacart open-sourced Blueberry this week, an incident triage agent native to Slack. In April 2026, 25,000 diagnosis passes across 270 channels, root cause hypotheses in an average of 3 minutes per alert. 10 sub-agents launched in parallel on each trigger, one for internal knowledge, the rest collecting deploy history, feature flags, error logs, and anomaly scans simultaneously.
The number that matters, diagnostic accuracy, went from the mid-60% range to the 90% range after anchoring the system with 14 years of Instacart history, 99.9% workflow success rate, 58,000 MCP tool dispatches in a single month. Blueberry generates hypotheses and evidence. All remediation decisions stay with the engineer. Teams without structured historical corpus will start in the 60s. The corpus isn't an implementation detail. It's what moves the needle.
Competitive advantage is no longer we have agents. It's which gates, which protocol, which blast radius, which incident history corpus. That's what separates 90% accuracy from 62.
The week closed with a clear bill. Memory more expensive than in 2008, CPU in structural scarcity, and tokens that multiply at every agentic hop. Whoever is going to size this right isn't waiting for price to fall. They're routing, caching, and locking in reserved capacity now. In Friday's edition, what ByteDance wants with a 10 trillion parameter model and why the stated target is Anthropic. Have a good week.